Penguin Random House Audio presents You Only Fall in Love Three Times, The Secret Search for Our Twin Flame by Kate Rose. Read for you by Therese Plummer. Dedication. This is dedicated to all who have wondered if they should just give up hope of finding their forever love, who have wondered if they are destined to be alone forever. Please keep going, keep trusting, and know that love always arrives right on time. This is also for all my own loves, all of those whom I have already experienced and those I have yet to, and to my incredible daughters, Emma and Abigail, who will always be my greatest love story. My dear, sweet, wild woman. Perhaps you have asked yourself why you haven't yet found your forever love. Only when you have learned all you need to about what love isn't will you finally be ready to experience what it is. Only then will you meet the person who is brave enough to love you just as you are. Perhaps you will meet this wild-eyed warrior over tumblers of sweet whiskey. Or it will be a chance encounter when the local barista mistakes your double tall for his mocha grande. Maybe you have met him before, but time had to move mountains to create this moment when you are finally able to see him for who he really is. Whenever that moment arrives, you will know. It was never about you being too much woman, my dear, but about you being too much for someone who didn't yet realize that he was enough. And when you meet this man who is brave enough to love you, my dear, sweet, wild woman, you will be thankful that it never worked out with anyone else. Not only that, you will understand how each previous love was a North Star directing you into his arms. Because the reality for most of us is we simply aren't ready for our first love to be our last, or our second love either. At the time, each of these loves has seemed heartbreakingly impossible to move on from. But as the days and months pass, we suddenly realize that what we thought was a good fit was only us wishing it so. You've hit enough walls and felt the cold rush of air from doors being slammed in your face to understand that the only love you deserve is the one who will meet you halfway. Because the only one who is brave enough to love a woman like you is also the only one who deserves your love. You are unique and special in your thunderstorm of contradictions. Don't ever let anyone tell you differently. There is magic in the way that you take the mundane and transform it into something beautiful. Your simple smile can make knees weak and hearts tremble. And it's not your fault that every other man before this one was just too caught up in his own storms to really notice you. Because the truth is, it was never meant to last before now. You are a woman who bathes herself in the lemony essence of hope each morning, washing herself of yesterday's mistakes in order to take on the challenges of a new day. You are a woman who dances in the rain with stardust still sparkling upon your heels from the last time you followed the insanity of your dreams. You've always known that you were meant for love. And when you stumble upon the man who just can't seem to get enough of you, you'll know that he possesses the courage that every other lover lacked. Perhaps this man will not appear to be the warrior you seek. Maybe he is tarnished from all the tears he has shed along his own journey. But what he will show you is the bravery of a man who never fears the intensity of your gaze. He won't be scared off, and he won't let you talk yourself out of love either, because this man will have spent his life dreaming of a woman exactly like you. This man, your warrior, your twin flame, will show you not only why he had to be your third love, but why the others had to come before him, and why every tear you've ever shed over love will have served a purpose. Because occasionally we meet someone who makes us throw out the rule book for love. You were born different into a world that celebrates similarities, and though it has been hard to honor your uniqueness, When you meet this man, you will finally understand why. It's never been about whether or not you are like everyone else, and it's never been because you aren't worthy of being loved. Because all you ever needed, my sweet wild woman, is simply a man who is brave enough to love a woman like you. No doubt there have been men you've stumbled onto, wondering if they were the one, or the beds of men you've rolled out of, wondering if the sex could get any better. Then there might have been those who made you forget that you ever thought there was more to life than just behaving well so that you could be accepted by others. Perhaps you have tasted love, but until now, love has never devoured you. And while you don't have a desire to dissolve into your lover, the truth is that you want to be ravished. You want to feel love in your bones and the ecstasy of freedom blowing through the tendrils of your hair. The thing is, my dear, you want it all. You want the love that time lies down for. The one that twirls you around so fast you spin like the stars above. Yet it must go slow like luscious southern honey and taste just as sweet. This love needs to be strong, yet soft enough to comfort you on your hardest days. You want to know what's to come, yet there should be moments as unexpected as shooting stars flashing across the darkened night sky. And whoever told you that you were wrong for wanting it all? Why has this become an unrealistic standard? I suppose the biggest question of all is, why did you believe them? The reality is that sometimes the path to forever takes longer than we expected. I wish that I could say there is a formula for love, and if you follow it, you'll end up happy. But you've tried that. Whether he stayed for 2 years, leaving only dead and worn-out sneakers under the bed, or your only memory of love is the children that came from it, whatever happened was worth it because it's brought you to this moment. You've tried it every which way, and probably then some. You've read all the latest self-help books, purchased the latest shade of lipstick, and that dress that seemed to suit the part. And still you find yourself going to bed alone each evening, wondering what you are doing wrong and why it seems that everyone is happy except you. Well, what if you are doing everything right? What if you needed to travel this journey that you're on, not because it's hard, but because the most difficult journey any of us will ever take is the journey to our core, to our own true self? It has hurt and burned holes into your soul, leaving you wondering if you'll be alone forever, or if there is a man out there who is wild enough to run with you at midnight, chasing away the what-ifs and reimagining a life where we give ourselves permission to live from our hearts. But the thing is, you can't attract what you want until you let yourself become who you really are. It's scary to embrace those darkest parts of ourselves. The same parts that we were told to fold and tuck neatly inside because it wasn't polite to let our crazy show. Instead of seeing them as amazing or as what sets us apart from the Stepford mannequins who say please and thank you but never bleed for what they want, we cover them up. We swallow them down until we're choking on our own truth. We essentially bury not only the best parts of ourselves, but also those parts that make up who we truly are. Because deep down, we fear that no one could ever fully accept and love us for just being, well, us. Until you embrace the fierce wildness flowing through your veins, you'll never be able to recognize the kindred light in the eyes of a man who has been looking for a woman just like you, even if he doesn't know it. You've been ingrained with a desire for more. So has he. And he has been traveling along his path, making his way through his first two loves, so that he will be ready for you and his forever. My dear, sweet, wild woman, are you ready to embrace your wild? Are you ready to open up and believe in forever again, despite the heartache and all the logical reasons not to? Are you prepared to leave behind the woman they told you to be and the life they expected you to live? It's time to forgive our past make peace with who we
Sample complete. Ready to continue?